Coming to you from the Mobile 5280 Studios, this is the Weekend Geek Update Special Report. Smurf here along with my special spotlight guest, longtime artist, friend, lover of small animals everywhere. Jason Mentz. I didn't know where I was going with that one.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was a little worried.
You're like, please don't say children. Please don't say children. Jason, yep. Jason Mentz has lit the artist world on fire around Colorado. He does what he calls tykes. Not to be confused with Scotty Young.
Or Chibi.
Yeah. But I think your take is a little bit... I like your style a lot better than I like Scotty Young.
Well, thanks.
Without a doubt. I mean, I've got plenty of your artwork. You've done special projects for me in the past. So, since last we spoke, Blackhawks won the cup.
Wow, was it that long ago?
I think so.
Wow. Yeah, it might have been. Because I think it was last summer.
Yeah. And now we're coming into the playoffs. Predictions?
Blackhawks.
God, you bastard.
Come on. Kane is having a killer season.
Kane is on fire. Yeah. And the Avs just can't get out of... I don't even know what the
hell... Are the Avs even going to be in the playoffs?
Probably not.
I don't follow.
I don't get it. I really don't. Did you watch the arena series at all?
I did. I really wanted to go up, and I think I either had a show that weekend or something. There was some reason that I couldn't make it. But I really would have loved to. I mean, they had the CC Denver game on the ice there. Even just to go skate out there would have been nice.
So they did a special, and I was so pissed when I found out about it, $140.
Yeah.
You can play a game, a drop-in game with the Avs. It also gave you tickets to a game at the Can, three rows off the bowl.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm like, what? I mean, I would have paid $140 just to... play drop-in with Avs players. I wanted to play with Bork.
Just to put your skates on and jump out there on the ice.
Just to get waylaid by Ricci.
Yeah.
Just pow.
Yeah. Yeah, that would definitely be worth the money. I would have dumped in on that.
Hell yes. So what's up? I mean, okay, so what's up in your latest projects? Because you've got the new metal prints that are freaking awesome.
Working on a new... So far, I've done 2 3-card series, metal trading card series, like mini series.
Really?
Yeah, so I did X-Men, so I had a Wolverine, Cyclops, Colossus.
Which I bought the Colossus.
Yeah.
I had to have the Colossus.
And then I did a Spider-Verse kind of series where I had Spider-Man, Spider-Gwen, and Agent Venom. And so I'm getting ready to start maybe one or two more. I put a poll up on my Facebook page to let people vote because I couldn't really decide between the few ideas I had, you know.
So. Right. How's the poll going?
Right now it's tied between the Batman family, which would be Batman, Robin, Batgirl.
Robin,
Nightwing.
Who's already a kid to begin with, so is he like a stroller?
He might be. We haven't decided yet. He might have a pacifier. I don't know. Red Hood, I think I threw in there. I think there was 5. And then the other tie, of course, is Deadpool, Cable, and Domino. So
we'll have a Deadpool Domino at the booth later today.
Oh, well, excellent.
Rebecca's going to be sporting
nice.
Domino, and Hawks has got his Deadpool costume all set.
Very cool.
So, you don't have a personal preference on that?
No, I'm kind of, I mean, there's characters from each I would love to do. I really like, Deadpool's always fun to draw because he basically acts like a child, whether he's the adult version or my version, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So there's really not a whole lot I have to come up with.
So did you see the movie?
Yeah, excellent. I saw it twice.
Oh, you've seen it twice already?
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually got to see it opening weekend with Liefeld in Arizona. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I don't know how I would take that because of my... I wouldn't say lack of love for Liefeld. How was he? Because I haven't... Okay.
To be fair,
I haven't
incredible.
Talked to him for years.
The dude takes a lot of heat.
I'm sure more than just a lot of heat.
And I don't think he minds it. I think he actually kind of like...
So he's basically embraced it at this point.
I think so.
So is it more of like at this point a caricature of himself and he just, you know, kind of like Shatnerizing?
I can't say because I never knew him before. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
So he was an incredible host. He kind of did like a little intro to the movie and talked about, you know, when he started on New Mutants and, you know, developing the character and kind of how things have progressed through the years and then even just, you know, the last few years with T.K. Miller and Ryan Reynolds and working with those guys to try and get this thing pushed through. And it was cool to, you know, kind of get that different take, and you could really see his excitement and, you know, enthusiasm to see it on the screen for the 10th time, I think he had said.
Really? So he'd been to, like, all the screeners?
Yeah,
so he had, like, input
had been to all
four
the
of
premieres
it?
And stuff. Yeah,
oh,
he
wow.
said he, you know, went over, I think, to one of their houses and watched it and saw like a preview screening or test footage and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and kind of it sounded like he was very involved with them kind of along the way, and it was really cool. And then afterwards he kind of stayed around and shook hands and did the picture photo op thing with everyone. But I mean, there was a little bit of a line, but we were at kind of the beginning, and I don't think there was a person that came up that he didn't, hey, you know, did you enjoy the movie? Did you have
fun?
So
he was that, okay, that's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, awesome, you know, for him to even, you know, ask. I'm sure he asked everyone in line. But,
right.
But for him to even ask and take the, you know, whatever time to listen, even if he was not totally...
I mean, it's not like they're going to come back to him and say, so what should we do for the next one?
Yeah. So,
but I guess, you know, I can't. Actually, no, I can't. I think it's probably his biggest character he's created.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I don't know, Cable kind of whiffs back and forth.
Well, with Cable, spoilers, supposed to be in the second one.
Right. Which is all over the
net. It'll be interesting to see if that skyrockets once somebody's cast, or, you know, once they do clips or any kind of test footage for that.
Right.
So, I mean, we'll see. I don't know.
So when he's talking about Deadpool, I mean, did he say, like, anything, like, specific as far as what he's most proud of as far as the character's progression, or?
No. And the one thing I would have kind of liked to have, I don't know, not really have him address, but maybe comment on or whatever, is kind of the evolution of the character.
Right.
Because, you know, the New Mutants, and when it started out, yeah, he was kind of that, you know, smart alecky, like, ran his mouth a lot, whatever.
Merc with a mouth.
But not...
He wasn't insane
not
yet.
Not out of his mind.
No.
Yeah. And
he wasn't
just,
hearing
like,
voices.
Say anything kind of thing. So, you know, it's evolved over the years, and I kind of would have liked to hear his take on that because, you know... He worked on the character for so long, and then somebody else takes over. And
right. Well, see, and I want to know what, like, when he created Deadpool, what his original vision would have been, and how he's ended up.
I can't remember if it was at this or in an article I was reading, but he did say that when he created Deadpool, he kind of had, like, Spider-Man with guns in mind. So that kind of, like, you know.
Okay. Works, I guess.
Yeah.
I would, you know.
I can kind of see that.
I can kind of see it. I mean, just like Spawn, you know, Spider-Man and Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
Merged together. But, you know what? Aside from my personal, I would have actually liked to have seen the movie with him. That would have actually been a cool experience.
It was really cool. Yeah, it was really cool.
So packed house then?
Oh, yeah, it was packed. So we had to sit in the third row because we were at the show.
Did you pull, don't you know who I am?
I wish. I'm not anybody yet in that arena, but we, you know, the show floor closed, and we had to, like, run over there, get in line, whatever, you know. And by the time we got in, because you had all these people that were going from the con, but
right.
were just attending, so they could leave whenever they wanted and go be first in line and get the best seats in the house.
Of course.
So. I definitely had to go see it again where I wasn't, like, you know, neck-breaking looking up at the screen.
Where you can actually enjoy. And
yeah.
Well, Rebecca went with me, and I killed her left ear because I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, it was hilarious. It was
great.
It was beginning to end. I mean, just entertaining. And I actually had to go to the restroom so bad, and I kept, like, waiting, and I'm like, I'll wait until it kind of like dies down and there's kind of a lull or, you know, whatever. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and I just, at that point, it was either I was going to have to go in my concessions cup or go to the restroom. So finally it hit like a part that was in the trailers or the test footage and stuff. So I'm like, right, well, at least I've seen this. So I'm like, oh, I like ran to the bathroom, ran back. So hopefully I didn't.
It hit me when they go to the mansion to pick up Colossus and the chick. So I didn't see any of that.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, that was a good part.
And I'm like,
see,
seriously?
I went when he comes back to the bar and they're going through the whole, like, oh, you look like a topographical map. And because I'm like, oh, I've seen this kind of, like, interaction. So I'll, you know, jump out now. And
that's a fair time.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So I'm glad I when I saw it upon the second time, there was a couple jokes in that exchange that I did miss, but versus missing some of the other parts, I'm glad I was in no big deal.
Yeah, see, I would have rather gone it with your time, but I didn't have to go at that time.
Yeah.
So you've been touring around. What's been the best con for you so far?
Well, we've done a couple shows this year so far. And then, you know, all over last year. Man, I don't know. You know, each show kind of offers its own story or something that happened or whatever that was like, oh, man, that moment or,
right,
you know, that.
It's kind of hard to meeting Stan Lee like you did.
Stan Lee was an awesome moment. I got to meet Todd McFarlane in New York Comic Con.
Really?
And that was after I had done the Spawn contest, and he recognized my my piece was my phone case, you know,
right,
my wife got for me. And he's like, oh, look, it's Baby Spawn. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was the artist who did that. And he's like, oh, no way, really? Like, so I got to chat with him for a couple minutes, and his assistant, helper that was working with him from
McFarlane, right,
was like, he's like, oh, this is the guy that did Baby Spawn. And she's like, oh, my God, really? She's like, can I take a picture? I want to send it to our, I think, publisher or whoever, you know, that actually oversaw the Spawn books. And she was like, she's a huge fan of that one. She loves it. And Todd's like, yeah, man, it's funny. All these guys have little pictures of Baby Spawn in their cubicles at the office and
that
stuff.
Is
so
awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. So I got a little selfie with him, and I had him sign, I think, like Spawn number one or something for me, or, you know, whatever. But so that was cool. There's a couple shows where people actually came up and they're like, oh, will you sign these books for me? And I'm like, I will, but are you sure they're my books? Or, you know, I've only been in the Red Sonja and the Spawn books.
Right.
And usually I have people bring up Scotty Young stuff and ask me to sign it. And so I'm kind of like, well, you know, are you sure they're my books? And they're like, oh, yeah, I have Spawn 250. And so, that, you know, that's cool that they bring these books knowing I'm going to be there to have me sign them and stuff like that. So moments like that are really fun for me. And you know, people will be like, oh, I saw this all over Instagram or
social
Pinterest or, you know, whatever. And stuff like that's pretty cool to have people recognize, you know, stuff that you've done.
So you're starting to get picked out now.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. My wife was telling me a story. A coworker went to a shop in Vegas and dropped my name, or my name came up somehow with the guy that was working there. And I guess the guy like was a big fan and was like, oh my God, I love his stuff. And I just tell my wife, I'm like, dude, he probably thought I was somebody else. Like,
I love that you're so humble about this. Like, nah, it's not me. It's somebody else. I didn't do it. And
well,
people are picking you out.
Yeah. I to me, it's just,
there's a differential between you and Scotty Young. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah. I, you know, if you put the two next to each other, but I think for a casual person that kind of, you know, just kind of see stuff, I think they just see,
oh, it's little guys.
They're little kids. Yeah. Right. So it's got only one guy can draw little kids. So they've all got to be by the same guy.
Fair enough.
But that was pretty cool to have somebody in a, you know, different state that was
in,
like,
in Vegas, no less.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm hoping that he's, I keep checking to see if he's coming to Vegas for the show. And it's actually the same weekend as Denver Comic Con, so I won't be down there.
I won't be down there.
But yeah, I was like, ah, it's not me. He's thinking of somebody else or just trying to make this guy feel good. And she's like, no. She's like, he told him, like, I love what he does with his tykes. And, like, so he...
So he said tykes.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, I guess...
That's not a common word.
Yeah.
Unless you're from, like, the Midwest.
And that's what I try to, like, you know, put hashtag tykes on all my stuff or whatever.
Sweet.
So that I kind of... Try to kind of, you know, make that little differentiation between the other little characters that
whatever, yeah, whatever, yeah, whatever they call. I don't know. You know better than I do.
Yeah.
So what's up on tap now? Because you got a new season.
Oh, man.
So yeah. what's the new, what's the latest and greatest print? Character.
Probably the next one I haven't done yet. I don't know.
I haven't done it yet. It's the next masterpiece.
People are always like, what's your favorite? I'm like, oh, probably whichever one I just finished.
I already know what my favorite. Long Shot is my favorite. The one that you did for me.
Yeah,
that-
the Long Shot.
Boom.
I just did a casual Spider-Gwen. So it's like her in the T-shirt. I think I showed you the
picture. You did show me that.
Yeah. So where she's kind of playing the drums, but it's pots and pans.
Right, from issue one.
Yeah.
Where she's playing the drums in the
band. It started out, I just inked it on a sketch cover, and I ended up scanning the inks, and then I put digital color on it. I'm not sure if it'll go to a print, but I just loved it so much that
it
was like I wanted
to
follow through and color it. And
with the spoons and the pans?
Yeah.
I mean, it's freaking awesome. Yeah. It works.
It totally works. I mean, what kid do you know that didn't bang on pots and pans as drums as a kid, you know?
I still do it now when I'm sitting cooking. I mean, I got nothing else to do.
And, you know, when I do pieces, like, that's... There's no bigger compliment than when people walk up, like, my Han and Chewie piece.
Yeah.
Where they're in the kind of, like, McDonald's play set or whatever and pretending it's a spaceship. Like... People constantly come up and like, oh my God, I totally did that growing up, you know? And it's like, yes, I nailed it, you know? Or
you nail it a lot. I mean, you must have had a very act, because even
try.
The shirt that you're wearing now, I had a tree fort, and that is, I mean, that's like right out of the main for childhood.
I'm one of five kids, and there's three boys, and we definitely, I mean, man, we had huge yard, and I just remember like, we'd dig out trenches and build G.I. Joe forts.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it was like, you know.
We got rocks, trees, whatever the hell we could
Lego
build it out
of. Lego
sets
that we would just build, like, all these vehicles and whatever. We were always making something or pretending something was something it wasn't, you know. So I think that I mean, there are so many times where I come up with an idea or a print or something like that and majority of the time it's because it's either something I did growing up or something that I've seen my daughter do growing up now.
Right.
So it's like, oh,
so you're
that's a great idea. I'm using that.
Constant inspiration. So at this point, is there something you haven't done as far as a character? Because, I mean, I know you were taking suggestions for a while.
Yeah, there's always, the library of characters, because I like to mix in movies and TV shows and stuff too.
Right.
Not just comic characters. I mean, you could go on and on. I have a list of probably 50, like, print ideas or characters that I started, I think, in December and made a list for the year. Like, this is...
Oh, okay.
This is what I want to do for the I probably won't get to them all. Who knows how many I'll get to, but I just wanted to have a list that I could kind of go back to and reference from. And there's everything from video games to movies to comics.
Yeah, you haven't crossed over into video games too much. You did a Mega Man,
Street
didn't
Fighter
you?
I've done Mega Man. I've done. I have a Link Legend of Zelda print planned, and I even have it roughed out and laid out. It's finding time to do all these, you know?
Well, yeah, because you're, like, inundated with commissions, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I just stopped taking commissions outside of shows because I'm working on a book, too, on top of my prints and on top of everything else. So trying to work time management a little more and
smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
So, you've hit the pavement pretty hard,
I
have to admit.
Well, and I mean, doing all these shows, I think I have 20 plus shows this year and probably...
Holy hell.
I mean, probably 15 of those, maybe at least 13 are out of state traveling. So I'll leave here today and then I fly to Chicago on Wednesday or Thursday
C2E2.
For C2E2. And then I get back and I can't remember what goes on, but I think there's about a 4 or 6 week stretch where I hit Kansas, Phoenix, Denver Comic Con is in there,
right?
Indiana or Tampa Bay, maybe.
Sure.
There's four or
You're
five.
You're doing Phoenix also?
Yeah, Phoenix I think is in there.
Okay.
And that's a 4 day show.
Yep.
I'm doing MegaCon in Florida. That's a 4 day show.
Oh wow, that's a big one.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that one. And the guest list is Stan Lee, Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes.
So you're going to basically be on tour with your idols. Because, you're like at three cons with Kevin Smith and Stan Lee.
Yeah.
So you're going to be there all the time with them.
Yeah, but they're usually in a completely different area. I can't see them.
$5. $5 says you end up going to dinner with Kevin Smith. I'm putting it out
there
right
now. That would be pretty incredible.
Would that?
I'm not going to lie. Yes, that would be pretty
awesome. And I can see, because you've already done a Tykes, Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, which they talked about on their podcast, and he posted on, Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram. It went the rounds.
It definitely made the rounds, and that's another cool moment where people walk up and be like, oh, I heard about you on Kevin Smith's podcast.
He's got... the following.
No doubt, yeah. So that was really cool. I wish I could have met him. I ended up, kind of giving the piece to somebody else to kind of run backstage kind of thing. There wasn't a meet and greet opportunity there. And to that point, I hadn't been at a show with him. And like you said, I think this year I'm at two or three.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping at one of those I can, get over there and...
$5 says,
and,
you,
hey, it's me.
Yeah, $5 says you end up dinner with Kevin Smith.
I would absolutely love that.
And if you do, I expect at least an autograph or something out of Kevin.
Okay.
Because I haven't gotten that yet. I've hung out with him, but I haven't got anything from him yet.
I'll get you a cocktail napkin or something.
There we go. Put it right up with my
I'll see what I can do.
So with all the movies, and I'm sure your list of characters that you're going to do is going to change. Because, you have... Cap, Winter Soldier,
Cap, Civil War coming. Piece right now.
Okay, you got Star Wars. Did you do anything out of the new movie?
I did a BB-8 and Rey.
Okay,
for Movie Camp, who's a group in Colorado that does premiere screenings, but they do like a whole trivia and interactive thing before the movie starts. It's really cool.
Right.
For people in Colorado, especially the Springs area, I would definitely say check it out, and they have a whole slew of movies they're doing this year, with all the comic movies,
In 2 weeks is Superman Batman.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same way, but I don't know.
Suicide Squad,
I can see.
Meh.
Well, and then I fear that Suicide Squad is going to end up like Deadpool, where it's actually decent.
Oh really? See,
I'm having that sneaking suspicion because my expectations
I will go
were
see
really
every
in
single
the tank.
One of these, but I was just talking with another artist. Civil War probably the only one I have marked on my calendar that I'm counting down the days to.
Right.
But you know, Doctor Strange, I can't really say I ever followed Doctor Strange.
I've never really cared for the character, but then. I am digging the series now because it's so well done.
Yeah, I actually did pick up, because they had a blank cover, which is most of the books that I go through. And I really did like the art in the new series.
Yes.
It's really cool. And the colors and everything, I think, are a really cool kind of... look to it too,
Mm-hmm. So, do you think Civil War's got too many characters in it? I mean, there's everybody in there.
Not enough.
Really?
I want
Not
more.
Enough.
I'm greedy.
You
I
are.
More.
You are a selfish bastard.
I know.
So
I want to see them all.
Well, you even get Ant-Man in there.
Yeah, who, you know, I wasn't, like, in the same Doctor Strange thing. I never really followed, didn't really care. He wasn't, you know, a favorite growing up. But I really enjoyed the movie, you know. They did a good job on it, so.
Much better than I thought, because I never
of a weird character. Like, how are you going to make this cool? But, man, there was some cool stuff in there.
There was. I mean, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, and a fight in a kid's room. Like, that set up perfect for me for doing a print. Yeah, which is funny, because I did an Ant-Man print for Movie Camp, and since they do the opening, you know, premiere show, I had to have it done weeks before the movie came out.
Right.
And so I did a Thomas the Train, and there was, like, an ant farm on the dresser, and
nice.
Like, a whole bunch of stuff that I tried to, like, kind of tie in, and so then when I went and saw the movie, I was like, yes, nailed it, you know? It's tough when you got to do it before the, like,
before
you know,
see it.
Before you're trying to reference the,
so you can only guess.
The movie. Yeah, you can only just kind of like, well, this is what I would like to see.
As a fan. So now you say you're working on a book. Now,
yeah.
Is this just like a collection? Or, I mean, what are you doing? If you can talk about
it. I'm working. Yeah, I definitely. We have a Facebook page. It's Fennec. It's based on a young Fennec Fox. And he's kind of a swordsman. He lives in the Sahara. It's a lot of, like, bright, warm colors so far that we're kind of working with. It's all animal characters. We have lions and the Fennec Fox, who, if anyone's not familiar, is kind of a smaller fox, but with huge ears. And
I had no idea.
Yeah. So the main character is a smaller character, so he's kind of a tyke fox.
Okay.
You know?
Cool.
But he has these huge ears, and I don't know how much I want to, like, you know, give away.
That's a decent teaser.
He's kind of got a little bit of an attitude. You know, he's an adolescent.
He's a fox.
Yeah. So he's feisty. I love drawing the character. It's so much fun to draw. And I'm working with a writer out of New York who has an independent book that's totally different. Like, this will be an all ages or kids book kind of thing.
Right.
I want to say, like, in the vein of, like, you know, it could be a Nickelodeon cartoon kind of thing, which...
That would be...
Would be pretty cool.
Have you ever even thought about crossing over into, like, TV animation?
And especially with this would be something I've talked with the writer about that we would like to kind of pursue and see... if we can get something going with that.
Wow,
so.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, that's the dream, right?
Yeah.
To see your stuff on TV and action figures and...
I don't know. I've seen myself on TV.
I don't want to see myself on TV.
But I wouldn't mind an action figure. That'd be
awesome.
Kind of hot.
Yeah.
I want an action figure.
Which
Hell
is
yeah.
another project I'm working on with a 3D... digital modeler, renderer, artist. I don't know what the proper title is, but I have three tykes I've designed that he's going to render. We're going to 3D print and then maybe do some molding and kind of have one. So they'll be kind of DIY, so I have kind of a... They'll be blank, you know, white, and you can kind of paint or sculpt or create whatever character you want from these, you know, base characters. So I have kind of like a little boy, a little girl, and then kind of we're calling him the beefy or husky kid. So he's a little bit bigger.
The girthy one?
Yeah, you know, you could make the Hulk out of this guy, you know. You probably wouldn't use him for a Spider-Man, but maybe a Venom or... You know, those bigger characters that you want. So
like a rhino.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect, you know, fit for that one. And then, so we have the three of them, and we're trying to get the, you know, renderings and stuff going now so that we can get them 3D printed and do some molding and stuff down the road. So I'm hoping by maybe summer... I'll have something. So we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, a lot on my plate. Kind of want to get into everything, you know.
You're so like, oh, I just want to see what happens.
Oh, that would be fun to do. Let's do that, you know.
In between your menagerie of other things you've got going on.
So, yeah, I have a couple of covers I'm working on for some indie books. Talking to a couple publishers about maybe some work for covers and stuff like that. So, keeping busy and trying to, you know, get into a little bit of everything.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Fingers in everything. That's way to go.
All kinds. Give me a buffet.
Give me a buffet. So, anything you're looking forward to at C2E2 next week? Besides hanging out with Stan? You're going to go talk to Stan again, aren't you?
Is he going
to
be there? I didn't think he was going to be at C2E2 this year.
You sure? Maybe not.
John Cusack's going to be there.
See, I got John Cusack's the man.
Which I think is a totally weird fit, but don't think that I'm not doing a tyke with a boombox over his head and
see, that know. That is, or you can do Gross Point Blank or
Eight Men Out.
Eight Men O. Or when
it
he
is
did,
Chicago.
He did Poe.
I think what's the other good? I think there's one of the other actors, and I can't think of who it is, that was also an Eight Men Out that I think is going to be there. So I did think about doing that because I could kind of do the couple guys, you know, but the boombox and say anything is just, that's,
dude,
it's
that's
classic. Dude.
Yeah,
it's,
I want to copy that print for sure then.
So I'm definitely trying to squeeze that one in. I don't know if I'll have prints by then, but
just
he's actually going to be at MegaCon too, so I might do prints for that one. And just take him over kind of the original, the, you know, show and have him sign maybe or something. But we'll see.
Cause John, I mean,
hopefully I'm so busy at my booth that I can't get away.
You have no time to get away.
Yeah.
Send Cora over there.
She's not going on this trip this
year.
They went to C2E2 with me last year, and she dressed as Spider-Gwen. And Robbie Rodriguez and Jason Latour were there, and we got them to sign her costume.
Oh, retired.
Yeah, so now that she's outgrowing it, which we knew was going to happen, you
right.
know, we're going to put it in a shadow box and stuff like that. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
So what's her next costume? Are you going to keep her in the Spider-Gwen, or what are you going to do with her? she's three, so.
She's three and a half, but she, every time we see a picture of Spider-Gwen, or Gwen, period. The Gwen that I just did with the pots and pans.
Right.
When I finished that up, she's like, why did you draw me banging on pots and pans? And she's like, why do I have spoons and not drumsticks? And I'm like, well. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, she really identifies with that character, so I think we're actually going to throw together the casual Spider-Gwen outfit from the, you know, drawing that I just did. One, because it's super easy and I have way
super
too much
cheap.
To do.
Yes.
To that other Spider-Gwen she had, I actually like puffy painted the webbing on and like, yeah.
Is she following Dad's footsteps? Has she picked up a pen yet?
She a lot more when she was probably two. Now she, like, wants to see and get into everything, but from time to time, she wants to come over and sit down and draw. The other day, I think it was when I got back from Phoenix, maybe. So when I'm leaving for a Comic-Con or, you know, an event, I'm always like, okay, I have to go to a show. I have a show to do. And she's come to enough of them that she knows, you know, what the routine is.
Yeah,
and
she knows
everything.
How it works now.
Yeah. And so when I got back from Phoenix, I think it was the night after, she comes walking by in the living room with her, like, crayon and pencil case and her pad of paper. And she's like, okay, see you later. I'm going to my show.
Aww.
And I was like, okay. I'm like, okay, we'll see you. And she went in our, like, playroom. And so a few minutes go by, and it's really quiet. Which means you usually
idea.
Need to go check.
Yeah, bad idea.
So I go in there, and she has her trampoline set up with her pencil cases open and her pad of paper open, and she's drawing. And she's like, oh, welcome to the show. And she's like, would you like a toy? And I'm like, oh, sure, you know, I'll take a toy. And she has all her stuffed animals lined up on the couch in there, on the futon. And she has this dog that is one of those huge dogs from Sam's that's probably as big as you are.
Yeah.
And it's on the couch. And she's like, this is the man that you need to talk to get the toys. You need to pay him. And so I'm like, okay, I'll take this teddy bear and, you know, like, oh, here's my fake money to you, Mr. Stuffed Dog. And she's like, okay, she's like, would you like a drawing? And I was like, sure, I would love a drawing. So she drew a, for some reason, everything right now is a dream. So she draws these big circles around the paper and then draws inside of that what the dream is.
Okay.
So she drew me a dream of a horse.
Huh.
So that was her.
That was her dream.
Yeah. That was my first Cora commission. Or
goes right on the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So it was pretty funny, though, that she, you know, took what she's seen here and then
translated it into.
Yeah, like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Future con owner, yep, right, so there.
She's got the setup going and.
Give your money to the big guy over in the corner.
Yeah. Pay the stuffed dog in the corner. He's taking tickets. He's, no wristband, no entry.
That's right.
Where's your badge?
Like the Nazis here. Anyway, alrighty, Jason, I will let you get out of here.
Awesome.
You've got commissions to do. Thank you for sitting down. Good luck in C2E2.
Chicago.
Let me know what happens because I, dude, got to know about Kuzak.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I will definitely be in touch.